ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन सब भाई बहनों की
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying the loving remembrances of all sisters and brothers, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that Baba was already waiting for me. Baba said, "Come, child." I was so happy to hear this. I was happy to hear that Baba himself was calling me. Baba then said, "What news have you brought today?" I shared that Baba, all the sisters and brothers are in great zeal and enthusiasm, and they've come in large numbers from Bharat and foreign lands to celebrate Baba's birthday. And throughout Bharat and foreign lands, the children are making beautiful plans to honor Baba's birthday. Baba started to smile and then said, while sitting in the subtle region, Baba is observing the children's love for Baba, and out of that love, Baba is seeing what the children are doing and accomplishing. Baba then said,
इतना सुंदर डेकोरेशन
यू चिल्ड्रन
कर रहे हैं करते रहते
हैं डेकोरेटिंग
अब बाप के साथ बच्चों
बाबास होम्स इन सच लवली वे फॉर बाबास बर्थडे सो व्हाट डेकोरेशन शुड बाबा क्रिएट आई स्टार्टेड टू स्माइल एट दिस बाबा देन कंटिन्यूड सेइंग व्हाट डेकोरेशन How will Baba decorate the subtle region? So as Baba said this, I then observed different kinds of variety of decorations. Just as we put up balloons here in the Sakar world, there was something like balloons there, that was the first kind of decoration. In other areas there were angels, and in the third direction there were sparkling stars. And the light coming, emanating from the stars, creating lovely designs. So Baba said, the children are celebrating the father's birthday. And the father celebrates the children's birthday. Because this is the Brahmin's alaukik birthday. And so Baba has invited the children to the subtle region to celebrate their birthday. Baba then spread out his arms, and all the children, all the Brahmin children got immersed in the subtle region from Bharat as well as foreign lands. Baba was giving everyone drishti. And then Baba asked each child, are you happy about your birthday, your alaukik birthday, your spiritual birthday? Baba then explained, this confluence age is the age of the birth of you children. Every second of the confluence age is extremely precious for every Brahmin soul. There can be the earning of multi-millions in every second. So do you maintain this awareness or not? So Baba was asking the children this. The children were also smiling in response. And so the children then answered that, yes, Baba, we maintain this awareness. Baba said, you children have bound Baba in your love. And so Baba wants to give you the return of your love. So as Baba said this, a very beautiful swing appeared, and a swing appeared in front of each child. Baba said, sit in this swing and experience the happiness, the joys of the conference age. So as each child attempted to sit on the swing, there of course were two ropes to each swing. On one rope was written, faith and love. And on the second rope was written, the one with all rights, the one who has all blessings. So as each child started to sit on their individual swings, Baba started to see that some children were fluctuating in their faith, and because of that, their swing was tilting to one side and they were not able to swing properly. Baba then explained, Baba sees the children are always totally immersed, totally lost in Baba's love, but sometimes faith gets affected because of the external situation. There is the faith, but the faith gets hidden inside, and this is why one side of the swing becomes a bit heavier than the other. So within this conference age, and while celebrating your alaukik, your spiritual birth at Shiv Jayanti, remember that the Father has made you belong to you. Just as you bind Baba in your love, you children should always keep the aim that Baba has not only bound us in the thread of love, but He has bound us with love as well as His company, and this cannot be broken throughout the conference age. Sometimes the children let go of the Father's hand, but remember that the Father is holding on to your hand, and this bond can never be broken. Secondly, Baba said, from the time you children took your spiritual birth, you have been the one to have all rights, and along with having all rights, you are the one who has received all the blessings, and you are the ones who have to bestow blessings on others. So again, Baba made the children sit in that awareness, that consciousness, and then everyone started swinging with great joy in their swings. Baba further said, at the conference age, Baba wants to see every child swinging in the swing of joy and happiness, and continually share this happiness with others. I then told Baba that in this particular turn of Baba, the season, many, many double foreigners have arrived and more are coming. Baba started to smile, and it was as though there was some secret behind his smile. Baba then started to indicate and call the children to him, and everyone got immersed in front of Baba. Baba was giving the children a lot of love. Baba then said, child, do you know how great the fortune of the double foreigner children are? I said, yes, Baba, all the children are fortunate. Baba said, no, the double foreigner children, listen to this carefully, from the time of your spiritual birth, you've received a service place that you would have never thought of. Don't think you are in a foreign land, but you are in such a service place that has helped create your fortune, and your fortune is becoming more and more elevated and will continually become elevated. Secondly, Baba said, even though you children, the double foreigner children, live in foreign lands, but at every second they remember Madhuban and their home. So because of this double awareness, you receive double, triple benefit. You don't even realize that even before you took your spiritual birth, Baba had created the land for you to be able to earn your fortune. So you've earned this fortune to be able to share the fortune with others. You have only Baba and Madhavan in your intellects. And so you have this constant connection with Baba, for which reason you always experience Baba's company and cooperation. Baba smiled again, and I was wondering, why is Baba smiling this way? Baba then said, looking at these children, Baba is happy, but sometimes what do the children do? They sometimes get entangled in situations. They get entangled in the questions of why, what, how. So they sometimes allow such thoughts to come to their minds, and this, because of these thoughts, their zeal and enthusiasm becomes a bit less. So tell the children that the father is your companion, he is always with you, even though physically you, with your body you may be in different countries, but with your mind you are always in front of Baba. When you maintain this awareness, you will continually fly and you'll be able to create others' fortune too. I then offered the bhog to Baba. So what did Baba do? Baba emerged all the Brahmin children again and said, Baba is seeing how the children are celebrating Baba's birthday with such happiness. And for the children's birthday, Baba extends his congratulations. Baba then fed all the children the bhog. And then Baba said, what gift is Baba going to give the children today? Baba then said, the gift is, always remember the fortune that you receive from the Father, always see yourself as a hundredfold, multifold, fortunate soul. Always maintain the happiness of your spiritual birth and remain happy. There were several souls who had offered bhog to Baba with great love today. So Baba emerged those souls in front of him. And then bhog was also offered for Sister Shashi of Pandavabhan, who had been in Gyan for more than 60 years. Baba gave all these souls blessings. Baba was giving each soul drishti. They were standing in a half moon circle in front of him. And then Baba said, those who offer bhog for any soul with very pure thoughts, that soul receives the fortune of those good wishes. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.